Big Daddy Graham's Countdown is brought to you by Hank's Gourmet Beverages. Visit hanksbeverages.net.
Hello, everybody.
Boy, am I thrilled to have him as a guest. Although every single time I see Rob Chary, I want to iron him. I never saw anybody. Every single t-shirt, pair of pants he's ever worn needs to be ironed. Bad. But Rob's got great taste in music. Rob's got a sports background, music background. Here he is, Rob Chary.
This is Big Daddy's Countdown of the top 100 albums of all time, and I'm not Big Daddy Graham. Apparently, he called in sick again. My name is Rob Chary. I used to work with Big Daddy, and now apparently I work for him. In a past life, before I was a sports talk show host, I was a disc jockey at various radio stations around the country, including WYSP and WIOQ in Philadelphia, but also in various places around the country, including Richmond, Virginia, including Madison, Wisconsin, and Gilroy, California, the garlic capital of the world, where I worked at a station called KFAT, which had a format that we would now call Americana, and it's probably the only format and station that I played this particular record and this particular song at. And the album, a stone classic, groundbreaking, and it came out posthumously. It was a great backstory. It came out posthumously. An artist by the name of Graham Parsons. He was in the Byrds at one point and was part of their Sweetheart of the Rodeo sessions. Founding member of the quintessential and maybe first ever country rock band, the Flying Burrito Brothers. And after he left that group, or maybe he was asked to leave because he was unreliable, shall we say. The other founding member of that band, Chris Hillman, who had also been in the Byrds with Parsons, he was told about a folk singer in D.C. and he pawned her off on Graham Parsons because he thought he would sound real good with her. And this young lady's name was Emmy Lou Harris. Now, Parsons used her as a backup singer on his first solo album after he left the Flying Burrito Brothers. That was called GP. That's not the album we're talking about. But he discovered they had incredible chemistry. They went on tour together with a bunch of ex-Burrito Brothers. The band had broken up by then. And another ex-Bird, a virtuoso guitar player by the name of Clarence White, and his brothers, the White Brothers, they'd all played in a bluegrass band called the Kentucky Colonels. This entire troupe played at the Tower Theater June 5th, 1973. Unfortunately, a month later, Clarence White was killed by a drunk driver. Parsons would write a song about it in tribute to White. But later that summer, he would also die of a drug overdose. Now, before Graham Parsons died, he recorded his second solo album, which I have forced onto Big Daddy's top 100 list of all time. The album is Grievous Angel. Emmy Lou Harris would sing backup and oftentimes a duet on every single song. It was basically, this was Graham Parsons with Emmy Lou Harris, this album. The final song of the album, which became a minor country hit, had Emmy Lou Harris and Linda Ronstadt on backup vocals. It was called In My Hour of Darkness. It was a minor country hit. There was a country station in Philadelphia years ago that used to play this song. And that song, In My Hour of Darkness, was the tribute to Clarence White. Now, this album opens up with a song I played. It's a catchy tune of Being on the Road, The Return of the Grievous Angel. Side one also includes a Walter Egan song, Hearts on Fire, a Tom T. Hall song, I Can't Dance, and a pair of Parsons songs, Brass Buttons, which was recorded at the same time by Poco, and a song called $1,000 Wedding, which was a lament, a sad lament about being stood up at a wedding. It might be Parsons' finest song ever that is recorded before a live audience. At least that's what they tell you it is, and that's what it sounds like on the record. The truth is, it was recorded in his studio, and the people in the studio were applauding. It was a song called Cash on the Barrelhead, which is a Louvin Brothers song, really upbeat song. And they went from that into one of Parsons' songs that he recorded on Sweetheart of the Rodeo, wrote for the Byrds, Hickory Wind. He did his version there. And then there's a Bootaloo Bryant song, Love Hurts, which I'm sure you've heard the Nazareth version. A lot of other people have done it as well. There's a rockin' tune called Ooh Las Vegas, and he closed out the classic album with In My Hour of Darkness, which Emmy Lou also got a co-writing credit for it. Now, if you ever get a hold of this album, the turquoise front cover has an angelic-type picture of Graham Parsons. According to legend, and apparently this was true, there was supposed to be a picture of Parsons and Emmy Lou on a motorcycle on the front cover. But Parsons' father-in-law, who was an executive or some kind of bigwig of sorts at Warner Brothers, refused to allow this picture because he didn't want to upset his daughter, because his daughter was still married to Graham Parsons at the time. Anyway, Parsons would die under mysterious circumstances. His body was stolen under even more mysterious circumstances, and there's even a movie about him. And this particular, his death called Graham Theft Auto, I think is what it's called. Not great, but it's interesting. So there it is, Graham Parsons' Grievous Angel on Big Daddy's Top 100. I'm Rob Chary.
Thanks to my man, Rob Chary, buying iron. Want to thank everybody at Last Out Media. Take care, everybody. Later.